The municipality of Anchorage has reached an agreement with a local native corporation, avoiding years of costly litigation. During a press conference today, leaders from both the city and Aklutna Incorporated shared details of the multi-part agreement. It includes promises of new housing stock, infrastructure, and cash for natural gas produced at the Anchorage landfill. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Speaking before a wall-sized map of Dena'ina lands at the corporation's office in Eagle River, Aklutna Inc.'s CEO Curtis McQueen summed up the company's special relationship with the municipality.
We're all on the same page today. Aklutna thinks long-term. We've been a partner with the city for a lot longer than the last 45 years, for decades to come, and in our world, you could probably even say for centuries to come.
The for-profit ANCSA Corporation is the largest owner of private land within the municipality of Anchorage. It holds 90,000 acres, primarily within the thinly populated neighborhoods of North Anchorage, from Eagle River to Peters Creek. In the 80s, a federal agreement between Aklutna, the city, and the state resolved ownership issues over portions of North Anchorage lands, which includes the Anchorage landfill. In 2012, the city started capturing methane gas that's produced when garbage decomposes to sell, primarily for power generation, at nearby Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. A year later, Aklutna sued the city for selling that methane without sharing the revenues from it. Now, Berkowitz says the city and corporation have reached an agreement on that suit.
Aklutna is going to waive any future claims about gas. The municipality is going to forward about $5.75 million.
That money is a one-time payment, with $5 million coming from general government funds and another $750,000 paid by the local trash utility. But going forward, any money from gas sales at the dump will stay with the city. The payment is intended to help Aklutna build more than 100 residential units in the next 3 to 5 years. McQueen says housing construction is one of the corporation's proven abilities and was part of what they brought to the table when Aklutna began discussions around the lawsuit with the current administration.
You've heard a lot about the Anchorage Bowl running out of land. North Anchorage and Aklutna have a lot of that, but we have been part of many neighborhoods around Anchorage, and we've been talking about how to stimulate making more lots available.
The deal also lays out who will pay for infrastructure for the new developments. Anchorage's wastewater utility will front the cost for building sewer lines, though Aklutna will pay that money back. Speakers at the press conference stressed, however, that the agreement is worth more than the particulars of the settlement itself. Maria Coleman is on Aklutna's board of directors and says it's an accomplishment just for both parties to once again be working together in good faith.
It takes good hearts to get there, not just business.
The deal doesn't need approval from the Aklutna tribal government to go forward. Tribal Council President Lee Stefan was present at the press conference but declined to speak in an official capacity. Now, the measure is set to go before the Anchorage Assembly next week for approval. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes,